Welcome back to A Journey Across Borders. This podcast is the tale of my six-month journey across 26 borders in Europe in early 2017 to discover how borders evolve, what they mean, and how they impact people's lives. You can also find this podcast as written text, complete with maps, photos, and videos from the trips at ajourneyacrossborders.wordpress.com. And although this podcast is published in 2019, this piece was originally written in the summer of 2017 while I was living outside of the UK. This tale is told through 8 trips, ranging from skiing in Switzerland to living in Sweden, from my attempt to summit Mont Blanc, the highest mountain in Europe, to working on illicit trade in the Netherlands. The last trip I covered was about illicit trade in the Netherlands. I discussed how a transnational response is needed to track down and tackle the illicit traders. And I also looked at the cost in time and money to the UK of new trade tariffs and custom checks if there's a hard border with the EU. In this final episode, I bring together all of the learnings from the 8 trips to form my conclusions on the roles that borders play in the many different guises across Europe. Over the course of my six-month journey through the UK, Switzerland, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Norway, France and Poland, I crossed a total of 26 borders, each one giving me a new insight into the way borders work and impact people's lives. Never have borders been quite so important in my life as they are now, as my home country makes plans to leave the European Union. And it's not only me kept awake at night. It's worrisome for the 4.7 million people in the Republic of Ireland and the 1.8 million in Northern Ireland, as well as the 3.2 million EU citizens in Britain and the 1.2 million Brits living elsewhere in the EU. That's nearly 11 million people who are directly affected by the border decisions being negotiated in Brussels right now, quite apart from the many millions who will be indirectly, and perhaps unwittingly, affected. I don't claim to have an answer for how the British-Irish border, or the UK's other borders, should look after March 2019. I'm not sat in Brussels with insider knowledge into what cards the European Commission want to play in the Brexit negotiations, on which aspects they'll stand firm, and on which they'll compromise. The EU institutions are fortunate to have the upper hand in this deal, and they ultimately call the shots. If the EU demand a hard Irish border with full customs checks, then the UK will struggle to do otherwise. As it currently stands, citizens of Northern Ireland have the right to both a British passport and an Irish passport, giving them precious access to EU citizenship. As such, applications from Northern Ireland for Irish passports rose by 27% in 2016. With so much discussion about the 310-mile-long border, it's not surprising that the Irish Republican Party Sinn Féin see this rebordering as an opportunity to call anew for the reunification of Ireland. Sinn Féin's reunification agenda is gaining popularity in Northern Ireland, and in the June 2017 election, the party managed to increase their number of MPs from 4 to 7. They repeatedly call for a referendum on the reunification of Ireland, and any further damage or downside to Northern Ireland could in theory see them gain more seats and lead Northern Ireland down a path of independence from the UK, a bit like Scotland. The importance of the border arrangements and terms of Brexit cannot be understated, and the very composition of the UK is potentially at stake if Northern Ireland and Scotland are not satisfied with the result. This journey over the last 6 months has given me much food for thought on the unresolved issue of the British-Irish border. But beyond that, this journey has also introduced me to so many new people, new perspectives, and new points of view. It has alerted me to the myriad different angles and issues that borders entail, beyond merely the number of minutes that I spend waiting, bored and impatient, in a queue at border control. The issues at stake are far more important than just a queue, as I hope you'll have gathered from joining me on this whistle-stop tour of my 6 months of travel in Europe. It's about free movement of people being an essential prerequisite of the European single market. It's about the immigration process complicating itself for mobile Europeans and preventing mobility of talent across the EU. It's about the risk of no longer participating in pan-EU initiatives like Erasmus+. It's about the potential for a new EU citizenship for Britons. It's about attracting tourists but driving away highly skilled EU workers, leaving a skills gap. It's about a bilateral, high-tech, frictionless border in Ireland to minimise the impact on trade and individuals' lives. It's about the impact of debordering and rebordering on borderland communities. It's about xenophobic tensions, othering, and weaker intercultural relations. It's about the cost of trade tariffs and impact of customs checks, as well as the need for international responses to today's globalised problems. So I want to ask you a couple of questions. What stands out in your memory from the last border you crossed? From all the borders you've crossed in the last 6 months? Did that border crossing throw up any emotions? Or can you add any other observations of your own to my list? I'd love to hear your opinions, comments and thoughts on this issue of borders, both related to and unrelated to Brexit, really. Help me to fill in the gaps and let me know of any anecdotes or stories you have yourself. You can do that by leaving a comment on any of the pages on ajourneyacrossborders.wordpress.com, or if you're listening to this through Anchor, I believe you can leave a voice message as well. Thanks for listening to this podcast, A Journey Across Borders, and I really hope you've enjoyed it. When I wrote it back in 2017, it was a bit of an experiment of combining academic and storytelling writing into a style called popular narrative nonfiction, and in a lot of places that's also called a long read. This podcast is an extension of that experiment, really. It's the first one I've done, and I'd be really keen to hear your thoughts and comments on whether it works, do you like it? So please do let me know. And again, thanks for listening.